morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and if you live in the Northeast, the big storm has gone, has given everybody a good drink of water. And in the fall, no matter where you live, it is very, very important to have a storm like we just had. And if you're on the dry side where you live, get your sprinkler out and give your perennials, shrubbery, a good drink before you put the hose away. If the plant goes into dormancy, asleep for the winter, with a belly full of water, it really helps them a great deal. So before you drain the hose, coil it up, and put it away, and if you didn't get the rain where you live, put the sprinkler on today. Water all of those plants, and then drain the hose, coil it up, tie it so that it doesn't become a snake in your garage and is all over the place. But it will make a big difference in the survival rate of your plants. Good, healthy watering. We are broadcasting this morning from Spillane Nursery, Route 18, in Middleboro, and they have a great sale. All the shrubs, most of the trees, perennials, roses, are 25 to 50% off. Now, they also have a little hospital section of plants that have really gone by. And you can buy perennials, for example, for a dollar. They have some shrubbery that don't look as good as they should. They can be nursed, and they're on sale, $5. So if you have an area looking to put in something and you just want to fill in a hole, this is a good chance. Pumpkins, salt marsh hay to protect roses, and blue hydrangeas, straw for decorating, and a lot more. And I'll be here till 2, 11 to 2. Bring the kids, because hot dogs, face painting, and a lot more. Don, who's up first this hour?
Up first, we have Charlotte from Maine, who has a question about banana trees.
Charlotte, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul, and thank you so much for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I have purchased 2 banana trees, which are fairly new, new variety, supposedly from Japan. I planted them in the spring. When I got them, they were like maybe a foot tall. One is like maybe 6-7 feet tall, and the other one didn't get as much sun because it was kind of shaded by one of my willow trees. But it's about 5 feet. Now, they each have offspring around them, but the cold weather has made the bottom leaves start to wilt, and they're turning kind of blackish.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do with them. The base is around like 6 to 8 inches. Do I cut them off, just let them? I just don't know what to do with them. They said they were good to 20 below zero, and that's all.
Really?
Yeah.
They said that it's hardy to 20 below zero?
Yeah, it said it was the new Japanese variety. I bought them on air from one of the shopping channels, And this is what I was told, that they were a new Japanese variety and that they would survive to 20 below zero. But I don't know what to do with them. Should I cut them off, you know, or just mulch? I just don't know what to do with them.
Okay. Charlotte, to be perfectly honest, I have never, ever heard of a banana plant that will tolerate to 20 below. It's totally new for me. And I'll tell you, if that banana plant is still alive in the spring, you need to call me so that I can get some information on this, because banana plant is gorgeous with the great big leaves and variegation in the foliage. But I'll tell you what I would do. You know, something that's 6 foot tall, you just can't cover that. You're going to need to allow the plant to get hit by the frost, to knock the energy from the leaves into the root system where it's going to be stored, which means that when it turns all brown, you're going to have to cut it to about a foot from the ground and dispose of the top. And what I would do, just to make sure that it's more protected, is I would cover all of those shoots and the stump that you've cut to within a foot of the ground with pine needles, shredded leaves, salt marsh hay or straw to help insulate them during the winter, and then see what happens. But I'm really, really curious with this. And if it does survive the winter, and, you know, according to the way you bought them, they said that it will, then I want you to call me, because this is something that I'm sure a lot of gardeners would love to try in their garden, because it's a very unique looking plant, and it could be an awful lot of fun. So cut it back, insulate it, and let's see what happens. You know, the other thing that you could do that would really help it, if you have a big basket or maybe even a plastic tub, cut the plant once it's hit by the frost, fill your plastic tub or basket with leaves and pine needles, and then flip it over and cover the area with this container, and that should help to really insulate it, okay? And that way the wind won't blow the pine needles and the leaves all over the place. Thank you, Charlotte, but please call me in the spring and let me know, and hold on to the name of the company that sent it, because if they told you that it would survive to minus 20, and it doesn't, you should notify them, and they should replace the plant for free. Thank you, Charlotte. Dawn, who's next?
Up next, this is Sandy from Maine, who has a question about a sweet autumn plant.
Sandy, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
I have recently purchased a Clematis paniculata, sweet autumn clematis, and I only have two locations to plant it in. Both have limited sun. One gets very early morning sun and then is shaded by the house, and the other one only gets the late afternoon sun. And I wanted to know if it would tolerate either or both of those locations. And I also wanted to follow up on something that I discussed with you on the phone maybe a couple of years ago about people getting involved in planting lupin seed along the interstates in Maine in particular, but it would work in Massachusetts as well.
Sure.
If garden clubs or Chamber of Commerce or somebody, this is the time of year to try to make arrangements to get wild lupin seed and plant it along the roadways in Maine. It would be such a wonderful thing, and it'd be a great project for people in this area.
Is there a place where people can call to purchase wild lupin seeds?
Wild Seed Farms in Texas. I know they have it.
Wild Seed Farms.
In Texas.
Okay, in
Texas. I'm
trying
to remember the... I have their catalog. I don't know that I've got it right in my hand. I could call you and give you... Oh, wait a minute. I have it here. Yeah, I've got an older catalog of theirs. They're located in Fredericksburg, Texas, and their number is 1-800-848-0078. And you can get large quantities of wild lupin seed. In fact, any wildflower seed. It's an outstanding catalog.
Okay, so if people want to have a naturalized area, then they could plant this at this time of the year. And most lupins are perennials. And when you stop them late like this, they're going to germinate in the spring because it is getting cold. But they'll grow very, very quickly. Sometimes they do not flower the first year, but they will make foliage. From the second year on, they bloom like crazy. And when we come back, Sandy, I'll tell you about your clematis.
When it comes to lawn care, most people think that fall is shut it down, close it up, and pack it in season. But actually, the opposite is true. Hi, I'm Ashton Ritchie of the Scotts Company. The fact is, just about anything you do for your lawn right now will do more good than at any other time of the year. Fall is the best time to feed and the best time to seed. That's because fall is when conditions are perfect for root growth, the foundation your lawn needs for the entire year. Feed your lawn now with Scott's Winter Guard fertilizer, and you'll strengthen your lawn from the roots up. Seed your lawn now with Scott's Pure Premium Grass Seed, and you'll give the new grass its very best chance at establishing healthy roots. So, put down Scott's Winter Guard and Scott's Pure Premium Grass Seed this weekend. You'll be glad you did all next year. Find out more at Scotts.com.
Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of deer scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden, and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic. It's biodegradable and will not harm animals and the environment. That's deer scram. If you plant a new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with Wiltstop this winter. Wiltstop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide Wiltstop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide Wilt Stop.
Hi, this is Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources Precious Metals Brokers, and my phone number is 800-686-2237, extension 115. If you are sick and tired of being sick and tired, then perhaps it's time for a change. You have the opportunity to make a change in November by voting, and the opportunity to make a change in your financial security today by calling me, Dwayne Daly. Get the stability and peace of mind that you deserve with gold and silver, a form of wealth protection for 5,000 years. As the inflation pinch becomes tighter and the dollar continues to devalue, while stocks remain iffy at best, stop the bleeding with precious metals. Metals will let you retain your purchasing power, protect your assets, and stop inflation the day you get in. I have many different ways to accomplish this, from metals for possession to IRA rollovers, tax-free, and everything in between. So if you would like to turn your scrambled nest egg into a souffle, call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237, extension 115. 800-686-2237, extension 115. If you are ready for a change, please call Dwayne Daly.
Are you concerned about dropping or losing your cell phone? Are you tired of dealing with cell phone clips or holsters? Then this message is for you. Introducing Clip Hanger, the best and most affordable cell phone holder on the market, made to keep your phone secure and accessible. Clip Hanger works with all cell phones, including the iPhone, Droid, BlackBerry, and even iPods. When attached to a pant loop, Clip Hanger won't poke when you sit down. And for women, Clip Hanger easily attaches to any purse strap. Carry a phone in your pocket? Simply use one finger to pull it out with Clip Hanger. Clip Hanger is thin. in and simple. Has a one-year warranty against breakage and prices start at only $10.95. With your clip hanger purchase, we'll also send you the auto hook for your car and ship everything to you absolutely free. See the amazing clip hanger and the clip hanger light with its built-in LED flashlight at myphoneclip.com. To order, call 801-719-2680. That's 801-719-2680. Or visit myphoneclip.com to get your clip hanger today.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. We were talking with Sandy about sweet autumn clematis. And out of all the clematis that are out there, I mean, some will have flowers 4 inches, 5 inches in diameter, and they really are magnificent. But the fall blooming sweet autumn clematis, also called Clematis paniculata. That's the Latin name of the plant. But sweet autumn clematis, the blossoms look like baby's breath that you would put in a cut flower arrangement. And they will grow in an area with as much as half a day or more of shade. So you can put it in the garden where it's going to get morning sun till, 11 o'clock, or late in the day sun from 5 o'clock on, and it does wonderful. Very fast growing, so you need an arbor, a trellis, a fence, and it's not uncommon for the sweet autumn clematis to grow as much as 6 to 7 feet in one season. Now, during the break, I was talking with Don, and he went on the internet, and he found some information about this banana. Don, tell us about it.
All right. It's a Musubazuchi Japanese fiber banana, which is winter hardy to negative 20 degrees Fahrenheit. It said it can grow two feet a week in warmer conditions, and it reaches about 18 feet total at its optimal height. It bears fruits at 10 feet or 35 leaves, but those fruits are not edible. It stops actively growing at 28 degrees Fahrenheit, and the leaves will die back, at which case you can also cut it back. It says 2 or 3 height, which doesn't make any sense to me. I'm guessing that means 2 or 3 feet.
Yes.
It does suggest, though, that you should plant them indoors first until you see active growth, and then you transfer them outside. One other thing to note is that if you do order on this website that I'm on, it says that you have to be there to receive the package because the rhizomes will not actually survive in winter conditions. So unless it's warm or if you're there, they won't ship it to you, just to, like, leave it outside because it will die at that point.
Now, what is the website, Don?
It's bananatree.com. So it's banana-tree.com, and they have, looks like several different options for you in the banana and cactuses and things like that. So I don't know.
This morning we learned something.
Absolutely.
Don. I mean, I, You know, I always think bananas came from Costa Rica.
You'd be surprised.
But a banana tree that will survive to 20 below. When I get home, I'm going to have to go to the internet and check that out.
Yeah.
So if you're near a computer listening to the show, we were talking to Charlotte about this, and I thought it was a little bit far-fetched, but apparently it's good. So check it out, folks, and let's see what happens. Maybe something very unique for your garden, and I probably will try it myself in my yard in Maine. But I think I'm going to wait till next spring to get the plants. But check out the website. Who do we have up next, Don?
Up next, this is Paul from Cape Cod, who has a question about a product called Biochar.
Paul, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. Hey, Paul. Paul, you there? Sounds like you're getting coffee. Hey, Paul.
All right. I'll keep him on. We'll see if we can get him at a later time. But we will go to Anne from Scarborough, Maine, who has a question about fungus.
Anne, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. Oh, yes. Let me move away from the radio. Thank you very much. And I've got a problem. It's not my own problem, but it's my son's problem. He's got a purple leaf cherry, and it's full of this dreadful black fungus on the stems and everything. And
yep.
I did try to get you earlier in the season, but couldn't get through. But can you help me with this? Can you tell me what I can do at this time of the year?
Okay. We're coming up to a break, Anne, and when we come back, I will tell you exactly what to do with it, and I'm very, very familiar with it. So you just sit back, listen to the radio, have your coffee, and I'll give you ways to try and save the plant. Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. We were talking with Ann about her plum tree that has these black growths on it, and it's called either a gall or black knot disease, and it's a fungus that gets into the branches of the purple leaf plum. It will also affect the fruit tree, the plum, the actual plum trees. And right now, Ann, you cannot do anything for it. Just leave it alone, because when spring comes, you need to cut 6 inches in front of this black swollen area on the branch of your plum tree. So you have to take a pair of pruners or loppers and remove all of the infected branches. Then you're going to fertilize the plant with a plant tone fertilizer or tree tone, something to give it some help, and a general purpose fungicide can be applied to the tree when it's in full leaf. Don't apply it when it's in bloom, because you're going to make the flowers fall. But when all the flowers fall, the plant begins to make new growth, then a fungicide can be applied to it, and it will help. but keep it fed. And as soon as you see new, it starts like a blister almost. And if you look at the plant right now, they cracked open. If you rub it, your hands will turn all black. But if you remove it now, where you make the cut, it will not have time to make a callus, and the wind will pull moisture out of the plant. So for now, leave it alone, and then cut it back. Okay? Now, if you get a chance, go to my website, paulparent.com. We have a great newsletter. It's free. And all you need to do is go to paulparent.com. At the top of the first page, it will say newsletter. Click on that. Put in your email address. Hit submit. And every Thursday, you will be getting a new newsletter from us. And you can print it, you can delete it, whatever you want. But there's a lot of great information all year. And while you're there, take a look at the trip that we're planning to go to Ireland in May. It's going to be a wonderful trip. We're going to visit 10 gardens. You're going to various places throughout Ireland. They're not gardens, just like the Cliffs of Moher. If you have heard any Irish music, you've heard about a jaunting car. You're going to get a ride in a jaunting car. And it's going to be a great vacation at the time that Ireland is all new. Spring has woken up. Everything is green. The flowers are magnificent. But go to the website and look at our trip that we're planning to Ireland. You will love it. Dawn, who's up next?
Up next, this is Joyce from Newcastle, Maine, who has a question about light blight.
Joyce, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I love your program. I'm a botanist with a master's degree in botany from UMass Amherst. So I love your comments.
Thank you.
This is a comment and a question about late blight of tomatoes. I've been following all last year's late blight of tomatoes because last year I lost all of my wide variety of types of organic tomato plants. So
right.
This year I changed my planting methods and used Paul. When I planted the plants that I raised from seed, and I've grown tomatoes for 35 years. And these were the healthiest, thriftiest tomato plants I've ever grown. They were 6-foot-tall plants with green, disease-free leaves, even down
right.
to ground level. And literally overnight, after the rain, on Tuesday, the September 14th of this year, these incredibly healthy tomato plants were half-dead with late blight. Within
yep.
a week, the tomato plants were totally dead, with bushels of rotting tomatoes on the ground.
It was a real bad situation last year, and what really made it worse, and this year there's very little of it, but late blight is moved throughout the country by stormy weather. And last year we had, during the month of May, June, and July, we had 27 inches of rain throughout New England. And what really caused the problem that affected you and everybody else in New England, and New England was really, really hard hit. There's a company called Bonnie Plants. And Bonnie plants are sold through Home Depot, Lowe's, and Walmart. And normally it's a very good company. They had infected soil. They planted their seedlings in it, and they distributed them throughout New England. The plants were all contaminated. and the state of Maine, Department of Agriculture, the state of New Hampshire, and Massachusetts were getting complaints about late blight. They visited the local nurseries, found them to be all clean, went to the box stores, and that's where they found the problem. Unfortunately, by the time the problem started, it was too late. But Barney Plants from your big box stores was responsible for it last year. And a man from the Department of Agriculture in Massachusetts told me that if your garden was infected and we had a bunch of thunderstorms move up into your area, the storms were able to pick up the spores that caused the problem from your yard and take them 30 miles away from you and spread them in that fashion. We just had everything working against us. Millions of plants distributed throughout New England in the form of seedlings and bad weather. So what you need to remember is in the fall, clean your garden. Pull all of the plant debris out so that your soil starts the spring clean. If seedlings or volunteers develop in your garden, don't use them. Pull them out and throw them away because the infected plant produced infected seedlings. And it didn't matter if they were organic or what they were. Farmers lost entire fields. There's a nursery, greenhouse, garden center, vegetable farm in Massachusetts called Wilson Farm. And they have over 50 acres of tomatoes. And last year, the blight went through their fields, and they lost every single tomato. So, this year was better. We had less rain, less wind movement, and the late blight, any parts of your plants that freeze solid are killed by the winter. So that is a really, really good thing. If you can rotate the position of your tomatoes, what I do in my garden, year one, they're on the left end of my garden. Year two, they're on the right end of my garden. Year three, they're in the middle. So if you change the location of your plant every year, it does make a big, big difference. And keep your garden clean. Don't water tomatoes at night. Try and keep the water off the foliage. So get a drip hose and let it trickle around the plant. Don't spray the foliage. Okay? We appreciate the phone call. Thank you. Don, who's next?
Up next, this is Marie from Massachusetts, who has a question about lime and a question about a rose tree.
Marie, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you for being there.
Thank you so much.
I have two questions, please. The first one is about the lime for the plants, the tomato plants. Should we put it in now that the plants are all pulled out, or wait until the spring when we plant them?
Okay. And the second question?
The second is about my tree rose. It's outside still on the deck, and I have to put it away to protect it. Should I put it in the cellar, which is a little warmer than the shed, and should I water it at all during the winter?
Okay. On your tree rose,
yes,
you need to leave it outside until all the leaves come off, because the cold weather will tell the plant it's time to go dormant. and the leaves will slowly turn yellow, they'll turn brown and black, and they'll fall. And when all the leaves have come off, I want you to give it a real good drink of water and keep it someplace where it's cold, with no heat, a tool shed, a garage, or any building where there is no heat. The reason that you want to put it inside is if you leave it outside in that pot, the pot will fill full of water, melted snow. When it gets cold, it will freeze and it will stretch the roots, possibly breaking the pot. But then when it warms up, the ground thaws and the roots relax. So you're getting freezing and thawing, and that's what hurts the root system. So put it in the garage on the floor so that the pot stays cold. Add a little bit of water every now and then. And then in mid-March, early April, take your rose bush, put it outside where it's going to get the normal weather. Give it a liquid fertilizer like Miracle-Gro or a rose and flower slow-release fertilizer. Prune it back. Anything that's black, cut them all back and clean it, and it should come back for you. Lime, if you're using lime stone or lime pellets, apply in the fall because they take 6 months to work. So if you put it down now, it will not help the plants until April. So definitely put the lime down today. If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449. Let me tell you about Vacation, an all-natural, anti-drought, liquid plant treatment perfectly suited to take care of your plants while you are away. Mix Vacation with water and apply to your plants as a normal watering. Your plants will remain in a state of drought resistance for up to 2 weeks as long as they are not watered. Safe and non-toxic for people and pets. Vacation works great as a plant sitter while you're away on vacation. So keep your plants healthy while you're on vacation with Vacation.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
This fall, after you put all your gardening equipment, patio furniture, power tools away for the winter in the tool shed, place a package or two of Mouse Magic into your shed to keep the rodents out. Mouse Magic is an all-natural and contains essential oil. Mouse Magic contains no poisons, keeping your pets safe from accidental poisoning. Mouse Magic triggers a behavioral change in the rodents to avoid and escape the building. Also great for campers. That's Mouse Magic from Boni, the Lawn and Garden. Mouse Magic.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Go solar for cheap
Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are at Spillane Nursery, on Route 18 in Middleboro. And Route 18 is off of Route 24, off of Route 495, and we'd love to see you. So come on down, say hello, bring the kids, because from 11 to 2, there's face painting. Popcorn, hot dogs for the whole family, all kinds of fall sales on shrubs and trees, mums, Indian corn, pumpkins, corn stalks, salt marsh hay that's really, really hard to find, and all kinds of tulips, daffodils, crocuses, hyacinths, all kinds of things. So come on down and say hello, and if you have a problem, bring me a piece of it, and we'll try and work together to solve the problem. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Mary from Norwood, Massachusetts, who has a question about grass.
Hey, Mary, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. Mary, you there? Hello, Mary.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
I have a question about grass. Somebody came on last week at the very last minute and came.
Yes?
With the name of a new grass that's supposed to be hardier than the present one we now use. And I couldn't get the name or where it's sold or anything about it.
Okay. The name of the grass seed, Mary, is called Echo Lawn, E-C-O dash lawn, Echo Lawn. It's a company from Canada that has developed it. So it's really, really hardy. And their website is wildflowerfarm.com. Wildflowerfarm.com. And I know that they do have Echo Lawn grass seed at Northeast Nursery in Danvers and Peabody, right on the line of the two towns. So Echo Lawn, and the grass will grow 3 inches, very soft, very graceful, and will grow in full sun or full shade. You fertilize it once a year in the spring to get it going, and that's it for the whole year. And it's slow growing. So this Echo Lawn will only need to be mowed maybe twice a year, three times if you've got real good soil, we get a lot of moisture, but it's a very low maintenance grass seed. Echo Lawn, and try Northeast Nursery in Danvers. I know that they do have it. Thank you. Don, who's next?
Up next, this is Marilyn from Massachusetts, who has a question about croton.
Marilyn, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. I have a croton. It's a new plant for me. I'm not sure how to care for it, except that it needs a lot of water. And I'm noticing that some of the roots, you can see through the holes in the bottom of the pot. So I'd like to replant it, but I'm not quite sure what kind of soil I should plant it in.
Okay. What I would do, go to your local nursery. Miracle-Gro potting soil is very, very good. It has a lot of organic matter. There's compost, there's peat moss, and it's all ready to go. Croton is a wonderful plant. And during the winter, from now until May, that croton will have more color to the foliage if you give it more sun. If you can take the croton and put it in a south-facing window where it will receive sun all day long, you will probably notice that when the leaves first develop, they're yellow. They're orange. As they age, the yellow and the orange changes to pink, red, purple, and then when they're fully mature, they go to green. So the bottom of the plant is green, the top of the plant is yellow, orange, red, and they're beautiful. And feed them every single month with Miracle-Gro, and they'll grow crazy.